Today's daf is daf Chaf Hey. We got to the last word on Chaf Dalam and Bey's, the new Mishnah. The Mishnah says, HaOmer, one who says, Yivarchucha Tovim, you bless Hashem, you thank Hashem for the good things, only the good things, HaRezu Derech Haminus. This is Derech Haminus, the Gemara will explain why that is. Al-Kan Tzipor Yagiu Rachmecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu has tremendous rachmanis, mercy when it comes to Kan Tzipor, that we send away the mother bird before taking the eggs or the chicks. That's also a rachmecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu has tremendous rachmim. Or if a person says, Val Tov Yizacha Shimcha, for the goodness, Kadosh Baruch Hu should be remembered. So, or a person says, Modim, Modim, Meshach Kenosa. Or he says, Modim two times, he's quiet him. All those things he says, all these things here, we quiet him from saying that he's Rachmim on the Tzipor, he does good things only, and Modim, Modim. Mishnah then says, Hamachane Barayos, person who is Machane, who changes the stories of Arayos in the Torah to mean something else, and we'll explain what that means. Meshach Kenosa, we're also quiet him. A person, Haomer, one who says, Mazarecha lo titein lehavir lemolech, person who interprets this pasuk, which literally means your child should not be given over to a molech. A molech was a type of avodah zarah, lo titein, or lemolech rather, a molech is a type of avodah zarah that you pass through fire, your son goes through fire, and they interpret it to mean, lo titein lavara bamrusa. What it means is, a person shouldn't be with a non-Jew. Mishat kenoso b'nesifa, we give him and make him quiet, but with a lot of strength, they're aggressively, we tell him to be quiet. So these are all types of statements that people say. We try to quiet them, different levels of how strongly we quiet them. We call them derech minus. So Gemara is going to go through each of these and explain. Gemara says first, Bishma modim modim mechsi kishtei rishios. I understand why, when the Chazan repeats modim two times, we quiet him because it looks like he's davening to two different gods. And I also understand Val Tov Yizach HaShimcha, that on good Akash Baruch Hu should be remembered. Nami, that's also understandable, because the Mashma Al Tov ain't in Al Haralo. We only thank Akash Baruch Hu for the good things. We don't thank him for the bad things. What's wrong with that? Mishnah tells us in Brachos, V'tanan chayiv adam levarach al harah, k'shem shu mevarach al tova. Just like you say bracha, you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the good, or the other way around, you're supposed to thank him for the bad, just like you thank him for the good. So Ella al kan tzipor yagi rachmecha mai taima. So the one I don't understand, the Gemara says, is what's wrong with saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu as tremendous rachmim when it comes to the mitzvah of shulach hakan mai taima? So pligi batrei amarai, two amarai argued, b'marav in the west, who are they? Rabbi Yossi bar Avin, Rabbi Yossi bar Zvida. One said, "Chadamar mipnei shematuk kinav b'mayis abreishis," because you're instilling some type of a jealousy among the other creatures of the world. So by saying this, Rashi says, "Matil kina." Around halfway down the Rashi's, "Lomar alaofos chas v'al behemos v'chayas enochas." How come only when it comes to the birds we have such a mitzvah, but no other animals? So the other animals are going to be jealous. So you shouldn't really emphasize this. That's why we say, "Don't speak about this." It might be true, but don't speak about this. Al-Pi Kabbalah is a big inyan when it comes to Shulach HaKan, what a big mitzvah it is, and how it connects to Knesset Yisrael, and the birds, and Kadosh Baruch Hu leaving us and coming back to us. So either way, we don't want to create this kina among the other animals. That's one pshat. The other pshat is, Chad Amar Bipnei She'osa Midosav She'akadosh Baruch Hu Rachamim, Ve'en Ha'elak Zeros, returning all Kadosh Baruch Hu's actions into Rachamim, only merciful. And it's not true. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Maisim are Gzeros, their decrees, they're set, and that's it. It's not because of Rachamim. We can understand it as Rachman, but they're all gzeros. That's how they are. Gemara says that a certain Maisa, Hahu Dinachis Kami de Rabba, once a person was davening in front of Rabba, and Amar Ata Chasta Al-Kan Tzipor Ata Chutz Rachem Aleinu. He said a very nice Nusach, that just like your chas on the bird and the nest, so too you should be chas on us and Klal Yisrael. So Amar Rabba, Kami Yoda Hai Mirabana L'Ritzui El Mari. Oh, what a beautiful davening. This guy knows Tfila. It's beautiful. He knows how to ask Rachman. Wonderful. So Amalei Abai, who is the Talmud of Rabbah, says, V'ham Meshachin Oso Tanan. Pardon me, Rebbe, but the Mishnah says you're supposed to quiet such a person for saying this. How could you praise such an individual? So Gemara says, Rabbah L'chadudei L'Abai Hu Dabai. Rabbah knew this. Rabbah was trying to test him. He was trying to sharpen Abai to see if he knew the Mishnah. So he said, oh, what a beautiful davening, hoping a response of Abai, and he got that response that he wanted. But Abai says, you can't praise such an individual. You have to quiet him like the Mishnah tells us. The Gemara tells us, once a person was davening in front of Rabbi Chanina, Omer, he said the following, Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Vanora, Hadir, Vachazak, Vahomet, going on all these praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omer Lay, so Rabbi Chanina says to the Chazan, Saim Tinu, L'Shavchei, Ad-Demarach, did you finish all the praise you could say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He says, how can you do this? Meaning, he was saying this in jest. You can't. Once you start, you can't stop. It's endless. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness is infinite. So Hani Tlasa Ilab de Kasvina Moshe Baraisa Vasu Knesset Gedola Vitakninu An Lam Minilahu. The three that we say, Hakel Gadol VaGibor, we couldn't say again. Ilav did Kasvina Moshe Baraisa, and Moshe Rabbeinu himself not written them in the Torah, and Knesset Yisrael come along and we're masaking this in Shmoneh Esrei on in law Minon Lahu. We couldn't say it because once you start, you're not allowed to stop. Because the moment you stop, you're defining, you're limiting a Kadosh Baruch Hu's praise, and it's unlimited. That Amres Kuli Hai, and you're saying all this praise about him. It's a Mashal Adam. It's similar to the following story, a case. Shahayalo elef alfe elafim dinari zahav. A person has thousands upon thousands of gold coins. Bayim Kalsin also dinari kesef. He says, "Oh, you have such beautiful silver. Lo ganayhu lo. This is not a disgrace. You're not saying what he really his greatness or all his wealth that he has. You're describing the silver. You're not even touching upon the gold. So too, Kadosh Baruch Hu is an individual, not an individual. He's an entity that we can't praise, and we're only allowed to begin praising him because Moshe said this, and Knesset Hagdola had placed this in the Nusach of Shemoneh Esrei. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Kol Bidei Shemaim Chutz Meyiras Shemaim. Everything is up to Shemaim. It's out of our control. There's one thing that's in our control. That's Yir Shemaim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Vatai Yisrael Ma Hashem Okecha Shol Mimach Mimcha Kiim Lira. What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael? What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu want from you? All he wants is just one thing: Kiim Lira, just to fear him. Michlal seems to imply the year of Milsa Zutre. I mean, when you say all you need is just one thing, does this indicate that Yira, fearing Hashem, is very easy, very simple? Is that really true? It's such a small thing, the year of Milsa Zutrasi, it's a small matter to do Yira. It's a huge, it's a difficult challenge. Gemara says, and it is easy. Legave Moshe Rabbeinu Milsa de Zutrasi. Moshe Rabbeinu, who's speaking in this pasuk, for him it was a very small matter to accomplish the heights of Yira Shemaim. For us, it's hard. To Mashal Adam, it's similar to a person Shemavakshin Heimanu Kli Gadol, V'yesh Lo Dome Elav Kli Katam. Person's asking for a large Kli, and he has his smaller Kli that's similar to this. Katan Vein Lo Dome Elav Kli Gadol. If he has a Katam, but he doesn't have rather he asks for a Katam, he doesn't have even a Katam, that appears to him to be a big thing. So that's the Mashal here, that it's a small thing to have Yer Shemayim, but since we don't have it, it becomes a big thing, a very difficult thing to ask for. And this concept of Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Meyiras Shemayim, it comes in the Gemara in Brachos as well. What? That's one of the places where it comes up, yes. But the Gemara there, say the Marsha there, I think it's over there in Brachos. I think it's in Brachos somewhere. There's a discussion in Machlokes Marsha and the Chazon Ish. Is a person allowed to daven for Yiras Shemayim or not? When you daven for something, is that considered now from you? Is that your hishalas? Is that considered coming from yourself? Or now you're asking for a Kadosh Baruch Hu for help, and now that's no longer in your hand. That's now Bidei Shemayim. Does that work? That's a shaila that's spoken about, again, in the Marsha and the Chazon Ish. I don't remember exactly where, though. It's a good raya. It's a very good raya. Okay. I don't know. I didn't think about that.
It's in a lot of the Yerotim.
Sorry, I wonder if Marsha Chazon Ish took that out of the Girsa, depending on who held what. I don't remember. But either way, it's certainly a machlokas we find Marsha and Chazon Ish. It's in the Nusach, Great Raya. I'm not sure what to do with that. Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Ha'omer Shema Shema, person who says Shema two times, Ka'omer Modim Modim Dami. It's like saying Modim twice. It's like davening to Kishtei Rishuyos, like we said above, and one should not do that. Meisive, they quote a Brisa, Hakoreis a Shema Ufa Kofla, a person who daven Shema and says it twice. Hareis a Maguna, it's something that's disgraceful. It's frowned upon. But Maguna hu Dehavi Shavi Shisuki Lo Meshaskin Lo. We say it's not so good to do this, but we don't quiet him. How come in the Mishnah when it says Modim Modim, we say quiet him, and Shema is compared to that, which means we would quiet him. But here we say that if he doubles it, we wouldn't quiet him. Says the Gemara Lokasha, this is not a problem. Ha damar milsa milsa otanila, ha damar psuke psuke otanila. One's a case where he says word for word, Shema, Shema, Yisrael, Yisrael. That's where we would quiet him. Once we say the entire pasuk through, and then you repeat it a second time, that's where we'd say it's okay. Amalei Rapapa, Rapapa says, L'rava, v'dilma mekar lo kivin daite. Nice, make sure I got that one right. Hold on. Let's see, there's a rash here. Did I read the right way? I think the double pasuk is fine, right? That's the way. So Amar Rapapa says to Rava, V'dilma me karlo kivin daite. V'hashta kivin daite. So why do we say above that it was Maguna? Maybe the first time that he said Shema, he didn't have proper kavana. So that's why he's reciting a second time to make sure he has proper kavana. So it shouldn't be Maguna. It should be something that's praise, that he's trying to get the proper kavana. So Amar Lei, so Rava says back to your papa, Chavrusa Klapei Shemaya, are you guys friends? Are you friends with Hashem? You spoke to him the first time, you said the Shema Yisrael without having Kavana? That shouldn't happen in the first place. Ilo Mechavin Daito, if you didn't have proper Kavana, Mechini Lei Bar Pazda Nidafcha, you should be hit with, what's that word? A hammer?
A hammer.
Ad Mechavin Daito, until you have the proper Kavana. Okay. So a person should have proper kavana, and a person has to repeat the Shema again because he didn't have proper kavana, he's worthy of being smacked over the head pretty hard. Then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, "Mechana b'arayos mishatkinos," a person who reinterprets the way arayos, with the understanding of arayos, we quiet him, we silence him. Tana of Yosef, kalan aviv v'kalan imo. So what does this mean? So let's see, Rashi says here, Tanya Rav Yosef, the last two narrow lines, the Frushe Mechana Demasis, and coming to explain the Mishnah, Kidim Targim, Ervas Avicha, Ervas Amecha, Kalna Davucha, Kalna Damicha, Velo Segala Shim Davar, Kalon Shebehem. What it means is don't expose any embarrassment to your father and to your mother. It doesn't mean Erva like we know it. It's referring to embarrassment. They're reinterpreting it in such a way, which is incorrect. And that's where we'd say we quiet such a person for saying that's the definition of this, of Arayos. Right, if you look on top for a second, I think we're fine, forget that. I was going to say look at Rashi in the Mishnah, but we're going to skip that. Gemara now says, Ha'omer, Mizarecha lo titen lahavir, lemolech, a person who says, when the Pasuk tells us that you're not allowed to give your son over to Molech, to pass between two fires, which is in a type of Avodah Zarah, so then the person interprets that to mean, what it means really is that you can't have bia with a nachris. So we silence such a person, b'nezifa. So the Gemara explains, Tani, Debei Rabbi Shmuel, Be Yisrael, Habal Kusis. He explains that if the person says that that's what it refers to, the Pasuk of Malach refers to a Yisrael who's with the Kusis, behold, Mimenu, Ben Lavodazara, Kasim Adabra, and they have a child, that child is going to be worshiping Avodazara. That's what this Pasuk means. Such an individual who says that, we silence him, Benizifa. The new Mishnah tells us now in the bottom of Chaf Hayman Aleph, Maisa Ruvain Nikrav Lo Matargim. The story of Ruvain, we read, but we don't explain what is going on. Rashi explains why not. The case of Vayishkav es Bila Pilagish Aviv. He switched the beds around. And Nikar Bebeis Knesses, it's red and shul, v'lo mitargamin chashinu l'gnusa. We don't want everybody to understand the case. It's going to look bad to Reuven, so we don't interpret it in shul. Says the Mishnah, Maisa Tamar and Yehuda, Nikro Mitargim, there we read, and we also explain what's going on in that story, and that's because of the Yehuda admitting Maisa Egal Rishon, the first story of the Egal Zav, Nikra Umitargim, we do read and we do explain. Hasheni Nikra Vlomitargim, the second woman we don't. What is it referred to? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Maisa Egal Harishon, Rashi says, Parshas HaEgal Ad Vashlicheu Ba'esh, where's the first point where the gold was thrown into the fire. Umasha Chaza Aaron Vesapir HaMaisa, who would explain to Moshe Benu, who Kari Meiser, Meiser Egel Hashem. That's referring to the second, Egel Sav only happened one time. So there were two reports of what happened. So that's what it's referring to here. So the first one we read and we interpret. The second one we don't read and interpret. Why not? So Rashi says, Hu Shekasabo V'yetza HaEgel Zeh. Below Yitargim, the second Maisa, because Pen Yitu Ha'ami Ha'aretz. People who don't know better are going to make a mistake. But Yomer, they're going to say, Mamish Hayabo Shiyatza Me'elav. That Mamish Egel Zav came out of the fire. It was Mamish Anes. Then they maybe think the Egel Zav was really true. But the Mikra, they don't understand what's really good. If it just read the Mikra alone, they don't understand what's going on. So therefore, we only interpret the first Maisa Egel, we don't interpret the second Maisa Egel. Mishnah says, Birkas Kohanim, Maisa David V'Amnon, Nikran V'lo Mitargimin. We read these in the basic Knesset, but we don't interpret them. Why not? Rashi explained, Rashi doesn't explain here. We'll see in the Gemara, maybe. Ein Maftirin B'Merkava, we don't do Haftorah from the Maisa Merkava. People don't understand what's going on. Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yehuda permitted one to read from the Maisa Merkava. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein Maftirin Behoda Esa Yerushalayim. That you're not allowed to. Rashi doesn't really say much about that. But this Machlok is what to do Haftorah. Maybe the Gemara will explain all these different situations. Let's see. Gemara says, Taner Rabbanan. Yesh nikun mitargamim, v'yesh nikun v'lo mitargamim, v'yesh lo nikun v'lo mitargamim. There are some that are read and explained, some are read and not explained, and some are not even read at all. Elu Nikrin Umetargmin. The following are situations, partios that are read and also explained. The simon, the mnemonic is Blas Akin Nashva. Okay, it doesn't mean much to us, but that's the mnemonic to help to remember. We have this comes up several times in Shas. There's one interesting one, I think it's Baba Basra, very apropos for this week. The simon, the mnemonic is Amalek, Ein Mem Lamed Kuf. So we're supposed to forget Amalek. How are you able to write Amalek's name? It doesn't make any sense. So I think as a Chassam Sofer might say this, that's the best way to erase Amalek. By using Amalek for Torah, they tried ruining us and making us learn less Torah. By Dafka using them in the context of Torah, that's the best way to forget them and to erase them. So Gemara says, Maisa Bereishis, Nikra Metargim. We read Maisa Bereishis and we also explain Maisa Bereishis. Pshita, of course. So who would think otherwise? Why wouldn't you explain Maisa Bereishis? So Gemara explains, Mal the same way, what would you have thought? Also, Lishule Malamala Malamata, there's a concern. If you start talking about what happened in Bereishis, they're going to start asking, what's above? What's below? What else? Malafnim? Malachar? What's before them? What's after? They're going to start asking all these questions, but we don't allow to ask. We can't ask what happened before the world existed, what's going to happen after. So therefore, we're concerned. Kamashmalam, we're not so concerned. We're allowed to read it, and we're also allowed to explain it. Maisalot, Vishtei Benosav, Benoslot story, Nikar Metargim, you're allowed to read that, and you're also allowed to explain. Shrita, of course, what's wrong with reading that? That's the Gnai of Lot. Let him be disgraced. That's okay with us. So Mal, the same of what would you have thought? Nichash Lechvodo D'Avram. Well, since he's related to Avram, it's not really so covetic for Avram. Maybe we shouldn't read the story and we shouldn't explain the story. Kamash Malam, we're allowed to. Maisa Tamar of Yehuda, Nikum Metargim, that story is also read and explained. And Pshita, that's also obvious. Why wouldn't you? Tremendous tzad coming many, Yehuda says. That's how one should admit to his mistakes. So Gemara says, no, Mal, the same, what would you have thought? Lechash Lechvodo D'Yehuda. It's still, even though he did a tremendous act of admitting, it still is a bit disgraceful of what Yehuda did in the first place. Kamash Malan, the Shev Bechaya, Hudaoli, Shafchei Hudaoli, the praise we give him for admitting overrides the chayt he did in the beginning. Maisa Egal Harishon Nikum Metargim, like we saw in the Mishnah, you read and you also interpret Pshita. It's also obvious. Mal the same about Lechash Lechvodan Shay Yisrael. We should be concerned with the honor of Kaiser that they had to go through. They did the Maisa Egal, the worst of Aaron in Jewish history. So maybe we shouldn't read about this. We shouldn't explain it. Kamashman Koshkein Dinichale Dehavile Kapara. It's good for us to be embarrassed and be disgraced. That's part of Kapara, being embarrassed. Klalos Ubrachos Nikun Metargim. The curses and the blessings that were said are read and also interpreted. Pshita, that's also obvious. Why would you think not? So Mal, the same, what would you have thought? Nechash Dilma Paiga Daitayo Ditzipura. It might hurt us. It might our morale might go down from seeing all the different curses and punishments that might happen to us if we don't listen. So it might weaken us mentally and wouldn't be good for us. Kamashallah, no, we're not concerned with that happening. Azharos Va'onshin Nikun Metargmin, all the various warnings and punishments we read and we explain, Pshita, Mal the same, again, same thing. Nichash Dilma Asul Lamavid B'Yira, we're concerned that maybe they're going to start acting only because of Yira, not because of Abba. Rashi says, Umiyira Shal Klolos, we're scared of the curses. V'lo Ein Libo L'Mashmaim, we're not really focused, we don't have the proper intent, so therefore maybe we shouldn't read this. Kamash Malam, we're allowed to. So the question, whenever you have a Havamin and Kamash Malam, there's always two ways to read a Kamash Malam. Either it means that the Havmina is completely rejected, or the Havmina is maintained. So, I don't know if anyone talks about this, but what seems to me is, let's say, the first initial reason is you shouldn't read Azharos and Onshin because we're concerned that you're going to fear, you're only going to act because of Yira. So what's the Kamash Malan? Do we say, yes, I'm okay, the Havmina is still maintained, you're going to act on Yira, but we're okay that people act on Yira, that's fine, it's a fine way to serve Hashem. And we hope, some point later on, he'll act Mi'ava. Or we're saying we're completely rejecting that. We're not concerned that people are going to act because of Yira. We know people will act based on Ava. So those are two simple ways to read the Kamash Malan. In each of these cases, actually, you could probably interpret one of those two ways for each Havamin and Kamash Malan. Gemara now says, Maisa Amnon V'Tamar, Nikro Metargim, that too. Maisa Avshalom Nikro Metargim, Pshita Mal Desema. Since they're all related, Lechosh Likari de David, we should be concerned with the honor of David. These are all related to David, these stories. Kamash Malam, we're not so concerned with the honor of David, or means we're not, these stories we're not going to necessarily connect, and it's not going to take away the kavod of David HaMelech. Maisa Pilegish Begiva, Nikur Metargim, that too is interpreted. Pshita, Mal the same Lechosh Lechvodo de Binyamin. Since this story happened in Binyamin, it's going to be a tremendous dishonor for Binyamin, shave it. Kamash Malam, we're allowed to read this. Now the Gemara quotes what we said in the Mishnah that we we said in the end that one should not read from the Haftorah of Behodes Yushalayim. So what's going on here? So the Gemara quotes the more of the pasuk here, Hodes Yushalayim es Tovoseha. That parsha is Nikru Metargim, is read and also interpreted. Pshita, of course. Lafuke midi Rabbi Eliezer, to exclude the position of Rabbi Eliezer, the Tanya Maisa Ba'adim Echad Shaya Kori Lamala Mi Rabbi Eliezer. He was once reading above Rabbi Eliezer. They had a bima also where they read, so it was in a platform above. He read Hodas Yushlaim Es Tavose. Amr Lo, so Rabbi Eliezer says to him, Adshe Tabodek B'Toevos Yushlaim Tzeyu Badek B'Toevos Yimacha. Before you start checking out all the different bad things taking place in Yerushalayim, you should go check your own mother, see what problems she has. But it turns out that this guy had his own issues, or at least his mother had certain issues. And so, in other words, don't start looking at the issues of Yerushalayim and look at oneself. Okay, therefore one should really not be reading these Haftorahs. Ve'elu nikrim v'lo matargim, and the following are examples of things that are read and not interpreted. Rav Dan Simon, that's the mnemonic for the next few we're about to see. Ma'isa Ruvain Nikrav Lomatagim, the story of Ruvain and Abila, we read but we don't interpret. Ma'isa Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Shehalach Lechvol, went to a certain place, Rabbi Chanina. Vayakori Chazan HaKnesses, Vayhi B'Shachon Yisrael, Vamlo Lomaturgaman, Al Tatargim, El Achron. So this parsha here, where it's read, he told the Maturgaman to only interpret the last pasuk, v'shivchu chachamim, and they praised him for doing this. Okay, so this is the ma'isa of Ruvain and Bilah. So this is consistent with what we saw. Ma'isa egal sheni nikrav lo matargim, the second recording of the ma'isa egal, where Aaron tells Moshe Ben what happened. We read, but we don't interpret. Eza ma'isa egal sheni, what exactly is it? The Rashi already told us, but now the Gemara tells us, when it says, Vayomer Moshe ad Vayar Moshe, that those psukim, that parsha, that is what we refer to as ma'iser, rather ma'isa egal sheni. Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Liolo mihe adam zar b'tshuvosav, person should be very, very careful in how he responds to a person. Why? Shemitoch tshuva shehishivu Aaron l'Moshe, the response that Aaron gave back to Moshe, pakru ha-me'arim shenemar v'ashicheu ba'esh v'yatsa egal azeh. So based on that response, the Ma'arim, those who were protesting Erev Rav Lechora, were able to be mafkir, were able to go against them. Meaning what? What was the response? Does Rashi tell us here? Right, so Rashi says, Pakru hamumrim ha'izu p'neim lomar yesh mamash b'vodazara. So the way Moshe was telling, where Aaron was telling Moshe that the Egal's up just came out just like that, people started saying, ah, you see, Mamisha was true of Avodah Zarah. It just came out of nowhere. It wasn't magic. Must be true. Must be that it was real Avodah Zarah that was taking place there. So one, therefore, has to be very, very careful how he responds to people. You never know what kind of things they could twist around. Then the Gemara says, Birkas Kohanim, the Mishnah told us, Nikrin Vil Matargim, you're able to read Birkas Kohanim, but we do not interpret Birkas Kohanim, my taima, Mishum Dixiv Yisa. What's the problem with that? So Rashi says, we go around eight narrow lines down in Rashi, Mishum Yisa, Shelo Yomer Kadosh Baruch Hu Nosa Lehem Panim, that he chose favor to us. Veden Yodin Shekadai Hein Yisrael Lasech Lehem Panim. Maybe we're not worthy of it, of Kadosh Baruch Hu showing us favor. Kedam Rinam Bebrachos, Lo Kedai Hein Yisrael Lasech Lehem Panim. Gemara in Brachos, Lef Chaf, a famous Gemara there. Ani Amarti V'achalta V'svat V'rachta V'hein Machmir Na'asman Akazayis Akabetza. So the Torah says that all you have to do is eat until you're full, and that's when you bench. But Klaiso, so Machmir themselves, they made a shear that even if you're full at a small amount, we don't say, but rather, even before they're full, they'll say it even after having a kebetza, even though they're not just full yet. So it's a beautiful thing. And the Gemara there says, is the Kadosh Baruch Hu showing favor to Klaiso? That's not fair. It's not fair that he shows favor to them. So here too also, we don't want to interpret Yisrael lest someone think that Kadosh Baruch Hu is showing favor to us over any other nations. We want it to come about because our zechus, that we've earned it, we've done the proper mitzvahs and followed the Torah, that's why we've earned this this from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mara says now, Ma'isa David v'Amnon, lo nikrin v'lo metargim. This is a case where we don't even read. V'hamris Ma'isa Amnon v'tamrin nikrin metargim. Didn't we say in the Mishnah you do read it and you do interpret it? Lo kasha, ha'dechsiv Amnon ben David, ha'dechsiv Amnon stama. Two different parshas that we're referring to here. Did Rashi tell us about them? Let's see. One parsha is where we say Amnon ben David, so that we don't read it because that traces back to David. That's a bizarre one to David. Where it just says Amnon stam, and where it doesn't mention David, that's where we do read it because since people won't necessarily trace them back to David HaMelech. Mark quotes a Bryson now. Tanya Rabbanan, Kol Han Mikros Haksuvim B'Torah, L'Gnai, Karnos HaLashvach. Any pasuk that's written, L'Gnai, for bad, we read it in a positive light. So what does that mean? Kigon, for example, Yishkalena, we read it as Yishkavena. Right, so Yishkavena is a nicer way to read it. Yishkalena refers to, that's a lashon to use for a mishkave isha. Yishkavena means it's just to lie down. It's a nicer way of saying it. So that's one change. The pasuk says, ba'folim, we read as ba'tchorim. So ba'folim, what it means is that a person got hit in the stomach, in the area where, in the intestines. And ba'tchorim is a cleaner, nicer way to speak. The pasuk says, echir yonim, which means referring to the area of the doves, where their intestines. And they use the word divyonim, which is a nicer way to say this. Then the pasuk says, le'chol eschoreim, v'lishos es meimei shineihem. So what's the change there? Right, so chareim refers to the bowels of the animals. They drink from the tsoa and the meraglayim. And we read it as lechol tsoasam lishos as meimei raglayim. So apparently, again, it's a nicer way to say tsoa and meraglayim is better, is a nice way to say than chareim and meimei sheneim. And then the pasuk says lemacharos, which refers to also from the bowels. We read it as lemotsoos, that which comes out, which is a nice, cleaner way to say this. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karach Omer, Lemacharos Kishmam, Mipnei Shehu Gnai L'Avodos Kochavim. Now, in the other pasuk we're referring to, Avodah Zarah, they were able to keep the word Macharos because that's a disgrace. And we want to be disgraceful when we're talking about Avodah Zarah, so that you actually keep, you don't change to a Lashon Nekiyah. Okay. Now, the real sugyas of Lashon Nekiyah is found. Anyone know where those sugyas are found in the Shas? Where Lashon Nekiyah is spoken about? Excellent. Remember what Gemara that is?
I have no idea.
Oh.
I know it's in the Gemara.
Very good. So the first parak of Psachim talks about Lashon Nekiyah. The first few of Daf are dedicated to what? Yeah, that's the first sugya. Very good. Then it goes on to Lashon Nekiyah, Lashon Ketzara. So they speak about it. So why does it come up in the first parak of Psachim, of all places of Shas? The Maral and others say, when certain agathas appear in certain Masach, there's a reason for it. It's not just random. They speak about how Pesach, about the Dibor, the Gullus, the Peh was in Gullus, and it came back, and Lashon Nekiyah, so that's why it's Dafkin Pesachim. It's here also a little bit, but really the Iker spot for Lashon Nekiyah is found in Maseches Pesachim, first parak there. Okay, what are we up to now? Amar of Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Kol Leitanusa Asira. Any types of Leitsanus is Asir. Bar Leitsanusa Davodat Chochavim Desharia, except for making fun of Avodah Zarah, that's completely permitted. Dechsiv Kara Bal Karim Gnuvo. Uksiv karsu karu yachdav lo yachlu mali masa. So I need a little help in the English translation of this pasuk. Now you're usually good at that, right?
Yeah. All Margrave is written except for the Margrave I unread. Belquartz Nebel splashes.
Uh-huh. Great. Okay, so either way, the pasuk seems to indicate that Leitanus is aser except for when it comes to Avodah Zarah. There is one other time. Really, two other times during the year where we permit some level of Leitsanus. Right, Purim is one. And also, any other times, not quite Leitsanus, but a little bit. Leil Seder.
Kiddush.
Kiddush? Kiddush, yeah?
Kiddush.
Oh, add a Kiddush. Add a Kiddush, yeah. So, what'd you say? Yeah, it's really Simchas Torah, I guess. Simchas Torah to a certain extent. Simchas Torah a little bit. Also, Leil Seder, the Gemara talks about leaving the kids up. You're supposed to give them that gozum nuts to stay up. And the Miri says also any other fun things to keep them awake, that's part of it. So it's also some level of Leitanus that's permitted there in Pesach as well. I think I mentioned this before. I don't know. Did I mention this about Kam Rabba Vashachat Reb Zera? Kam Rabba Vashachat Reb Zera. So what's Pshach? Reb Zera is a very serious individual. And the Gemara Nida says that Reb Yirmiyahu was asking him a lot of interesting questions about Hilchos Nida, things that never really happened. And Rashi explains that Reb Yirmiyahu was trying to get Reb Zera to laugh a little bit. He was too serious. Just one example to show how serious he was. I think I did mention this, but it's worthwhile saying again. The Rebbe Zeir, he left from Bavel, went to Eretz Yisrael, and he fasted for 40 days in order to forget everything he learned in Bavel. He wanted to have a clean slate to learn in Eretz Yisrael itself. So he's a very, very serious individual. So Rebbe Yirmiyahu wanted him to be a little bit light, loosen up a bit. So Rashi says there that he was very makbid on this din of no late sunnis at all. He wasn't permitted. So I think it's the Aruch Lener there, or if not the Karen Oren, Mesech Hasnita says, that's why Rabba shechted Reb Zera, that's why he killed Reb Zera. He was also trying to get Reb Zera to loosen up a little bit, it was Purim, have a little bit of Leitanus. He was too machbit, so Rabba couldn't handle it, he just killed him. just couldn't handle. He was too tight, too uptight when it came to Purim. So either way, he was very makbid on this line here. That's what Rashi says. Rabbi Zera is very makbid on no leitanis at all, except when it comes to avodah zarah. Gemara says Rabbi Yanai Amar Mihachi brings another pasuk how we know you can't have any leitanis unless it comes to the world of avodah zarah, and he quotes a pasuk that says leeglos base oven yaguru you could attack the eglos referring to avodah zarah shechan shomram ki oval alav amo uchmarav alav yagilu akvod ki gala mimenu, you could expose the honor, you could disgrace avodah zarah. Atikre kvodo ela kvedo, referring to the weight of the it seems like the excrement that's in the avodah zarah. So somehow you're making fun. Some type of late son is for avodah zarah. Amar Rav Huna bar Manoach Mishmei Dirav Acha Brei Dirav Ika Shirile Lebar Yisrael Lememar Le permitted Klai Sat to say Leovit Chacham, you could say to avodah zarah Shakle Leavodah Chacham Vaanche, take the avodah zarah and leave it Bishin Binshin Tov Shelcha. So it's similar to an English word we'd say also, a curse word. That's in essence what it is. It's just take it and stick it in your shin tuff. That's what they say. And that's mamish what it means. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says shin tuff is lashon chashuvei sheis arves mitzrayim. Go place in this into the disgrace of the world. Go get rid of your avodah zarah and place it somewhere disgusting. So even though we have to have proper lashon nekiya, you can have some level of nivel pet seems when it comes to the world of avodah zarah. Amr Vashi, Rashi says, hi man disane shimunayu. A person whose statements and rumors are very bad, that rumors about him that he's doing things he shouldn't be doing, Shari Lavazuya, you're able to disgrace him. Be Gimel Vashin. What's Gimel Vashin? So Rashi says Gimel Vashin, the last Rashi in the parak. Bar Girasa Zona, Shema Sriya, She Musra. You give him some type of disgraceful name. The Gimel is referring to, again, Gerusa. She was a daughter of a Zona. And Shema Asir is a disgusting type of name. So you could also disgrace, you make fun of such a person. You can insult such an individual. Haiman de Shabir Shumane, person who has beautiful rumors and a nice reputation. Shari le Shabucha, you're allowed to praise him. Uman de Shabuche, one who praises such an individual and compliments him. Yanuchalo brachos al rosho. He's going to get tremendous brachos on him for complimenting a well-deserving individual. Hajin lach hakoris megillah. Oh my. Okay, Mitzvah will pick up tomorrow night. You done, Marv?
Yeah.
I think Steven's here. He's going to dive in now.